Next time you pop a battery into your Walkman or flashlight or smoke detector, give a nod to Louis Urey. It was Mr. Urey who invented the long-lasting, general-use alkaline battery in the 1950s, giving new pep to devices that before that could only be powered for a few minutes at a time. Louis Urey died last Tuesday in a Cleveland suburb. He was 77. His funeral was held on Saturday. Alvin Mick is a technologist for EverReady Battery Company. He worked with Mr. Urey for 21 years. And Mr. Mick, let's talk a little bit about what batteries were before Louis Urey came along. What kept devices going back then?
Basically, they were carbon zinc batteries, a non-alkaline system, and they were low drain batteries. You know, they didn't last very long, comparatively speaking to today. They lacked a good bit of high rate capacity.
And Louis Urey, it sounds like, had a vision of how to make that better.
Yes, he did. He put some of the first cells in the late 50s together and ran, I do believe it was a little toy car and a cafeteria, and it kind of showed our people there, the Research and Development Center there, the director in that, how this thing really outperformed the known carbon zinc battery.
I've read one account that there was a car with the old battery that died right away, and the other car just kept going and going and going, and people got so bored they just ended up going back to work. They didn't want to watch it anymore.
Yes, he told me that story many times. Yes,
he did.
He also told me a story of where they had a couple of flashlights. One was with the old carbon zinc batteries, and the other one was with the alkaline batteries that he designed. And the director actually turned them on, put them in his desk drawer, and then shut the drawer, and then after a period of time he opened it back up, and of course the carbon zinc batteries were dead and the light was out, and the alkaline batteries were still bright. So that kind of convinced the director that that was the way to go.
Did he talk to you about his invention and how ubiquitous it became, just something that everybody took for granted?
He would mention from time to time how he had to convince management that it was a good viable system. Sometimes it's hard to sell your ideas to management, so you have to kind of show them. So he had to kind of overcome that hurdle because the carbon zinc was the company's bread and butter sell, so to speak.
I've read that he had more than 50 patents to his name. It sounds like he must have always been thinking about something new.
Yes, he actually had 54, and he worked for the company for 54 years as well. Lou was a very prolific inventor. I remember one time he comes in early in the morning. He says, you know, while I was shaving, he said, I got this idea. And he wrote it down on a scrap piece of paper and gave it to me. And so I proceeded to build it.
Just while he was shaving.
Inspiration would strike. Yep, in the early morning.
One of his sons said that around Christmas time, when everybody was rushing out to buy batteries for presents, that's when he would sort of remember what he had created here.
Yeah. He always had me to round up some batteries for him, for his children at Christmas time, for their toys or his children's or his grandchildren's toys. There was always batteries around, so yeah, I did that often.
And he retired just this past May, is that
right?
Yes,
he did. Yeah, June 1st was his first day of retirement. Yes.
Why did he retire, did he say?
Because of his health.
Because of his health.
Yeah, his health was really taking its toll on him. He would not have retired. I know that for a fact, because he loved his work here. And he loved his company. And he gave 110% all the years that I worked for him. Always, always, always.
Well, Mr. Mick, thanks for talking with us today.
Mm-hmm.
EverReady Battery Company technologist Alvin Mick, remembering his longtime colleague Louis Urey, who invented the long-lasting, general-use alkaline battery. Mr. Urey died last week at the age of 77.